Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Playing to a packed house at the Northern Hotel last night in Billings, Todd Starnes of Fox News keynoted Montana Family Foundation's Friends of the Family Banquet. For those who don't know, Todd is the social issues correspondent for Fox, who last week broke the story of the five Houston pastors who have been ordered to turn over personal emails, sermon notes, and correspondence related to Houston's recently passed non-discrimination ordinance. Starnes, who describes himself as a gun-toting, chicken-eating son of a Baptist, brought the house down with his mixture of humor, poignancy, and snarkiness. The event, filled with politicians, judges, business leaders, and a huge number of pastors, could best be described as an update on the culture war, with Starnes taking the lead on national issues and yours truly discussing Montana. We talked about where we've been, where we are, and where we're going as a society. Among other things, Starnes talked about Houston and the very real possibility that we may see pastors jailed for contempt as they refuse to hand over those private papers and emails. It all started when a lawsuit was filed in connection with the effort to overturn Houston's recently passed NDO. But the kicker was, these pastors and churches weren't even involved in that lawsuit. The takeaway is that pastors are allowed to preach on any issue they wish. There are Supreme Court cases supporting that position, and it's their right under both the free speech and free exercise provisions of the First Amendment. Starnes then went on to talk about the pastors in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, who are being threatened with heavy fines and jail time for refusing to perform a same-sex wedding. This case takes government intrusion into religious affairs to a whole new level. With fines and jail time amounting to $1,000 per day and 180 days per day that the pastors refuse to perform the ceremony, that adds up to $7,000 and 3.5 years in jail after just the first week. This is draconian, it's a form of religious discrimination, and it's un-American. With their newfound right to marriage after a decision by a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, all of whom incidentally were appointed by Democrats, gay activists are now emboldened, and they're actually targeting churches and people who run their businesses based on religious principles. And we can expect to see hundreds more of these lawsuits in the coming year. At issue is the guarantee of religious liberty itself and whether or not it will be allowed to continue. Bills are already being drafted in the Montana legislature that would add sexual orientation as a protected class under Montana human rights law. If these bills are allowed to pass, we'll see the same thing happening right here in Montana. Rest assured, our team will be at the Capitol doing everything in our power to stop this politically correct juggernaut. If it's allowed to continue, Montana and the United States will soon look like a very different place. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.